In agricultural news, the U.S.-China Business Council has issued a report that finds that the exchange rate of China's currency has not stunted the level of U.S. exports to China. The report highlights that U.S. exports to China reached $140 billion in 2011, reflecting a 542% increase since the year 2000. Top U.S. exports included agricultural products, computers and electronic products, chemicals, and transportation equipment. The American Society of Civil Engineers has updated its assessment of U.S. infrastructure, warning that the condition of the nation's roads, bridges, power lines, water and sewer systems, ports, and waterways continues to deteriorate. The report calls for additional investments of $157 billion a year between now and the year 2020. The Associated Press recently found hundreds of structures at risk of failing and endangering millions of people and property in 37 states. A top U.S. economist is warning that the Eurozone debt crisis could erupt again this year if European leaders do not move faster to solve their problems. Barry Eichengreen says that the crisis in the 17-country currency group is going to heat up again in 2013. He spoke at the World Economic Forum in the Swiss Alpine resort of Davos. Eichengreen, a professor at the University of California, says markets need to see quicker action to set up a banking supervisor at the EU level, along with a centralized way to restructure failed banks. Nutrition advocates are signaling that they will again push back when Congress begins work on a five-year farm bill to stop any cuts in food stamps. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has been trying to rally farm groups to defend the nutrition programs by arguing farmers get 16 cents out of every dollar people spend on food through aid programs. China's manufacturing crept higher this month to the fastest pace in 2 years. A preliminary version of HSBC's monthly purchasing managers index rose for the fifth month in a row to 51.9 in January, from 51.5 in December. Readings above 50 on the 100-point scale indicate an expansion. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.